do that, and then cool. So, and if anyone else decides to join, then I'll just let them in. But cool. Hello, all, and welcome to online May 21st Riders Advisory Council meeting. Hopefully, everyone can hear me. I don't think anyone is muted except for the people that muted themselves. I am Cole, and I guess we'll just follow the agenda and begin with Astame. If you want to do a run through of the minutes, and I think people have them from when I sent them out February 13th. I don't know if people have those. I guess I should have asked what the agenda. But I guess we'll start with that. Asma, are you there?
She muted? I think she's muted.
Wait a minute.
There you go.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I am.
Yes.
Yeah, you were on mute.
Okay, am I still, so I'm not on mute now?
No.
Okay. No, I don't have the copy of the minutes. I remember reading them when you sent them out, and I didn't have a problem with anything. I know what I did. I did them so that I read the minutes so that I could do it for the commission meeting, and I presented it at the commission meeting. But I don't have them right now, but everything that I read, I thought was fine. So because I don't have them right here now, I can't have any further comments concerning them. From what I recall, the minutes were fine.
Okay. Yeah, and I probably should have sent them out because usually I would have printed copies with me to, like, have for people who needed them still. But, yeah, if you wanted to just say they're approved, otherwise I could send them out again. If
I know. No, I'll say that they were approved because I already reviewed them and made the report to the commission.
Cool. Awesome. So then we will move right along to RTA announcements, just to get everybody on the same page with all the craziness that's been going on. I guess if maybe Andrew, if you want to just give an update on what we've been doing and what we will be doing with all the COVID-19 sort of stuff.
Are you looking for what we're doing in-house about spraying buses every night and all that?
Procedures, and then maybe we could then segue into service now and service in the future.
Gotcha. Okay, no problem. Yeah, beginning March 11th, we began spraying buses nightly. Every vehicle that has been used every day, we have been completely sanitizing every bus, each facility, operations and administration facility is sanitized every night, sometimes overdone, getting papers wet and making a mess, but it's better to be safe than sorry. All operators have been issued masks. They've been issued gloves. They have filters for their masks. They have face shields, and right now, the operators are using a 16-ounce spray bottle of sanitizer as well throughout the day. They have it with them in case they feel they need to do something inside the bus. And then from there, we're moving on and looking at getting some type of driver barrier as well to protect the drivers. And this is going to be into the future because of the fact that it will start collecting fares, and we don't want the operators to be subjected to the passengers getting on the bus. We started, I believe it was March 16th. Was it March 16th or April 16th? I can't remember which, that we had to, all people, everybody entering the bus was supposed to have to wear a mask as well. We've had very few issues. Some operators complain that people don't really care, and that's what I've heard. But every time I've been out at Columbia Mall or been by stops, going by stops and looking at passengers, they've had their masks on while they were waiting for the buses. And right now, we're running a quasi Saturday Sunday service. We're running from 9 to 6:30 right now. We're looking in the very near future of moving to 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. We're going to be operating Monday. We're going to come back to the, We're going to go back to a regular Monday through Friday schedule, but the hours will be shortened from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. And we will stay on a one-hour headway. So that means there'll only be one 401 bus running. We're also going to take one of the 402B and not run it. The 402A will run. And then we are going to go down through the 406 will not run. The 407-2 will not run, which is the other half-hour bus. And then we have the 414 will not run. And we will put out trippers. Anybody that may have an issue that needs to get somewhere, or if we have full buses, we can put a tripper out to assist with that. And then Saturday would be still be the 7 to 8 with the one-hour headways, and the 402B would not run on Saturday either. But what not running the 402B during the week and on Saturday, it enables us to run the 402A on Sunday, and it will help us run a regular 408 route instead of the broken-up way it runs on Sunday now. And we would like to look to do that into the future. If this works well, then we could use this going into the future so we can have a better continuity of service on the 408 all 7 days of the week. Other than that, if you have any questions, let me know.
Andrew.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me? This is Asta.
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you.
Okay, so when the service is increased, when is that to start?
We are looking at sometime in June, but it is not a set date yet. We can't answer that question. We're just preparing to do what we need to do.
Okay, so when it does change and you increase the service, will the 405 be running on the regular Monday through Friday schedule? Because now, on the end of Rogers that I am, in addition to the apartments that are down there close to the Howard building, is not getting any service because it's on the Sunday schedule. The 405 is running on the Sunday schedule.
Yes, ma'am. All routes will run as they regularly did before. It's just that our service hours will only be from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. instead of the late hours and earlier hours like normal. But we're going back to our regular schedule, just with shorter hours and minus a couple routes that we feel aren't going to be necessary anyhow, then we can supplement service. But yes, the 405 will be full service everywhere.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Johnson, this is Linda Carruthers. The 502 bus that goes from Laurel Town Center to Arundel Mills, if PG County opens up June 1st as they are projecting, can we just anticipate that this 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. schedule will be back in place for the 502 bus, you know, after June 1st, if PG County opens up as they are projecting to do?
On June 1st, no, ma'am. We cannot pull that off. If it is in place, it would be mid to late June. We have to see what happens with everything across the board, though. But what we do when we turn it on, we have to turn the whole service on We just can't turn one route on.
Yeah, I understand. You know, I mean, but I just happened to mention the 502 bus because that's the one that I ride. But,
yes, ma'am.
You know, the thought was, of course, that that would be for all of the routes.
Yes, it will be.
Okay.
All yeah, right. We will get back to normal service patterns. Only the hours will be from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Monday through Friday. And then they would keep the same Saturday and Sunday schedule.
Yes, ma'am, but we would have the same hours for the 502 as the 8 p.m. end time.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's good. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Cool. I'll give a little update about the real-time data rollout and service alert stuff. Because I get the last time we had a RAC meeting was in February, which was before the March service change. And since then, a lot of cool things have happened. If you recall, we were talking about the stop code decals that went on all the stops in the system, and those are finished going up and everything. They're up on all the signs. If you guys have ridden a bus recently, you have likely seen them. You can simply use that code to text that number that's posted on the stop to get real-time predictions, as well as those predictions being live on a bunch of different apps now. Google Maps, if you ever use Google to get trip plan directions with transit directions, real-time, you know, running 3 minutes late sort of thing shows up side by side with those directions now. So Google is consuming our real-time information. And then what Marlene was saying at the last RAC meeting with transit app now also has our vehicle locations and predictions. So you can use those apps and we're going to market those and more. We were planning on doing it, like we said, throughout the spring, but with everything that happened and is going on right now, the get out the app sort of efforts have been kind of slowed down, and they're going to ramp up here soon. And then, and I don't know if anyone else has anything to add to that. Otherwise, I will talk about service alerts. The service alerts that people are used to getting on Twitter are also now going to be available on those same trip planners. Google Maps and Transit app right now have them. And so if you've ridden the 503 ever in the last like week or two, you've known that there's a detour going on, and right side by side with your real-time predictions and watching the bus approach you, you can also see notes from the dispatchers at RTA saying that that a bus is detouring. And so we're slowly getting that system more and more fleshed out as well. So wish that we, you know, had been able to market things a little bit more aggressively in March and April. But we'll just do that this summer. But I don't know if anyone has any questions about that. Otherwise, we can kind of have a more real discussion later after, later down in the agenda. But cool. So those are all the major RTA announcement agenda items I have. And Kristen or Jason or Andrew, I don't know if you have anything else that you think is worth bringing up right now.
No, I think that's it for now.
Cool.
I guess we can mention, you know, we have an order for a couple of new buses. That's an order a month and a half ago. So we're anticipating getting a couple of new buses by the end of the year, which is exciting. So we'll give you more updates once we get closer to getting delivery of the bus.
Cool.
Do you know what routes they'll be on? They'll be put on?
They'll be Andrew could probably answer that, but I suspect it'll be rotated through the whole system network, so it won't necessarily be assigned to a specific route.
Mm-hmm. Will that include PG County as well?
Maybe like the 503 that runs the regional service between Columbia to Laurel Town Center.
Okay.
Cool. Really quickly before we went to our public comment / since it's really just a few of us discussion sort of time, I did want to just make in sort of a RAC announcement membership update chunk of time that we have I can count actually right now. I only have 3 complete RAC applications from people to actually be formally in the RAC as per the bylaws approved last fall. That's from Linda, Jackie Sentel, and Marlene Hendler. Linda, you are here, and there's not all the people that were here last time. So that sort of membership update might have been more helpful if a bunch of other people weren't here. So I guess we'll just bring that up next time. Ashmi, I don't know if you have anything to say about that. Otherwise, we can just kind of segue into public.
No, the only thing I can say, am I required to do an application?
That's actually a good question, because I think maybe you might be listed right now as just acting chairperson, and I would have to look at the bylaws to see how we wrote that out.
I mean, if I need to submit one, I'll go ahead and do it, but I just didn't know if I needed to do that.
Yeah.
But I guess in reality, even when we're recording, I guess it would be necessary to have the application.
Yeah. And if Kristen or Jason knows off the top of their head, otherwise I'll just consult the bylaws and then talk to you offline in the next few days and let you know what I find.
Okay.
Cool. So then, without further ado, public comment and discussion. if there's anything people want to talk about or, people want to, talk, I don't know, service. I mean, things have been crazy recently, so, people might not have been riding as much as they have been usually, but if there's anything to say, this is the time to say it.
Okay. This is Asta May. I wanted to know, and I didn't realize that the drivers were given face shields also. I wanted to know, is that an option for them? Because I've had to call for the rides because the fixed route is not running where I am, and I really have not noticed any of the drivers that I've had. I've only been out maybe 4 or maybe 5 times since all of this sheltering at home started. And I have not seen a driver with a shield on. So is it optional for them to use the shields?
The face shields are used when they're stripping down an ADA passenger. We have asked them to do that, and it's their best interest that they do. We have made them available to everyone. They're issued. If they don't have one now, they can request another one. They're not supposed to use them when they're driving. I don't want to use them when they're driving,
okay.
No.
Okay. So I guess that's why I haven't seen any. Okay. So are we moving on? Hello? What happened?
No, you're still there, Asimat.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear anybody saying anything. I do have another question. Are we still talking about this, or can we move on to, you know, other comments?
Yeah, I think we can move on to something else. Yeah.
Well, I'm really wondering, you know, we all are in this predicament together. No one foresaw that this was going to happen. So I'm kind of wondering what will be happening as far as the TDP is concerned. You know, are we due to go into the next phase during this fiscal year? And if so, are we going to be able to do it based on what has happened in the economy?
So estimate right now, the county is projecting lower than planned revenues, pretty much at local government and state government and federal. They're all coming in at a much lower level. So we're in the budget process now for the budget year that starts July 1. And we have been asked to look at any potential cuts to our budget that we could make. I think the intent is not to impact existing service, but the state has, which provides the grant funding, has already sort of set the stage for the revenues and grant funds are going to be lower in this coming fiscal year and potentially beyond. Any added service that the county was considering for this next fiscal year, I think, has been put on hold.
Okay. I think you've really answered my concern, and you know, understanding what has happened, you know, I can see that, but you know, I know everybody worked on that plan, you know, so diligently, and it took a lot of work to get things started. And I was hoping that it would, you know, as the next few years went on, we would really be able to see the expansion of the service. But, you know, who knew this was going to happen? So we'll just have to do until we can do better. I guess that's all.
Well, I do think at least the current administration is committed not to forget about the TDP.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it will go by the wayside. I think it just is going to be delayed right now.
Right. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Cool. Any other comments, concerns, questions?
This is Linda Carruthers again. I just want to say that, you know, I've been pleased with the continuity of service with RTA. You know, and I do understand that, you know, with things happening the way they did, that, you know, some scheduled changes had to be made. I'm really looking forward to getting to that 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. schedule, particularly on the 502 bus. I work at Amazon at night from 10:15 to 5 in the morning. I'm really handicapped by the fact that there is no 502 service going out to run the mills after 5:30. I'm having to catch a Uber or Lyft to work at night because it's not, you know, it's just not feasible for me to head out that way 4.5 hours before, you know, time for me to report to work. And then getting off in the morning at 5, I'm having to wait, you know, 4.5 hours to, you know, catch the bus to come back home to Laurel. It's not a complaint, you know, just a comment. But I am certainly looking forward to that schedule going back to the 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. schedule on all of the routes. But other than that, you know, I've been happy that, you know, we've had some continuity in the bus service.
Thank you.
Andrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. When we speak of service, you said, well, understanding you don't know exactly when the service will be expanded to the 7 to 8 p.m., but will you all start collecting fares at that when it's expanded?
No, ma'am. At this time, we're not looking to collect fares until we have driver barriers up. We can't forecast. It was mentioned today, late July, sometime August, before that would happen, but I can't guarantee what that date would be.
Okay, but once they get the barriers, then you're going to resume collecting the fares again.
Yes, ma'am, I believe so.
Okay, because, you know, understanding that, you know, some of the revenue does come from the fares, and you are not collecting it now, is the RTA going to be able to recoup a federal dollars or something for, because it has to have, it's been 2 months and a little bit more than 2 months now, lost revenue. So are you all going to be able to recoup that money from the, that you would have gotten had we still been collecting fares?
Kristen?
The county did receive CARES Act funding that will help offset some of the expense against the loss of revenue. So, yes, and I think that CARES funding will be used in the current fiscal year and applied to next year as well.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anything else from anyone? Well, if I'm not hearing anything, that may very well be a 38-minute long service. So, thanks everybody for like figuring out how to do this online and stuff. Cause yeah, the library being closed and stuff. I thought we were finally going to have one at the library months ago when we got it booked and was like, yes, great. Warfield room. Finally. And then alas, a pandemic spread worldwide. So, you know, maybe there's something going on with us trying to have a library, but, if that is it, then I guess we can adjourn the meeting unless anyone has any last things to mention.
Well, I mean, I would just, you know, like to say when we get to that 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. schedule, Mr. Jensen, will you be, you know, how are you going to get that information out to the public? How do you plan to do that?
There'll be notices on all the buses and it will be on the website. So just keep an eye out on the website. And I don't know whether there'll be the advertising side of it, but I do know there'll be notices on the buses and the website will be updated.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. We'll be looking forward to that.
Cool. Okay, everybody. Well, thank you. This was wonderful.
Thanks, Cole.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for joining. See the RTA folks soon. And Linda and Astame, I'll talk to you soon. But thanks, everybody, for making it out online tonight.
Thank you for the update.
For sure. Talk to
you
guys.
Thank you, all of our RTA employees. And I'm glad everyone is fine. And everyone, please stay safe.
You too.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, so we are. I lost my screen. I'm back on the email. Okay, so I guess we're adjourned. Bye.
Bye, Asma.
Bye-bye.
Oh, okay. Bye-bye.
See you guys.